Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
The other one is mercy. And what is mercy? It's the ability to be self-giving, to be compassionate. They'll even inconvenience themselves for others. And I just look around here and I can see people and I know people that you're just so merciful. You just love to get beside someone who's going down and just stand beside them and just encourage them, and you'll weep with them and you'll weep with them and you'll go the journey with them. And you know, and the Bible says, man, that's a gift and that's a talent. I know some people here that are not merciful at all. What's wrong with you? Get up, get a life. But other people are just merciful. And that's why we need everybody, you know, in the body of Christ to flow as people that have this mutual care for one another in Jesus' name. And it says here, with exhortation, diligence, he who shows mercy, listen to this, do it with cheerfulness. Why does it say that? Do it with a joyful heart. Because if you don't have a joyful heart when you're showing mercy, what the people are going through will attach itself to you. So it keeps you, even though you've got empathy, it keeps there as a kind of like a buffer that thing doesn't get into your soul and then you need someone merciful to get beside you. So do it with that right spirit and that right attitude in Jesus' name. Good news? Now, let's look at 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. Is this helpful today? Good-looking church. Who's loved the rain? Who wished we could have the sunshine back? Oh, we're funny people, aren't we? 1 Peter 4, 10, 11. Listen to this. As each one has received a gift. It's just taking it for granted that each one has received a gift, a talent and ability, an endowment for God. He says, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. What's he saying? If you've been given a gift, give it a job. If you've got a gift, give it a job. Let there be an expression. You know what the expression does? It develops you as your character and your personality. It develops your gift and your ability, and people are blessed. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, here we go again. Let him speak as the oracle of God. Now listen, do you think I could get up here and just, guys, I want to talk about gifts today? I know you guys are not interested in it, but it's in the Bible, so I'll do it anyway. It talks about everyone prophesies, you know, if you prophecy, if you've got the ability to see and that kind of stuff. You know, if I got up and talked like that, you just say, that was okay. But where was the energy? Where was the belief in it? And then we say, if anyone speaks, man, let him put some energy into it. Let him be convinced. Let him be persuasive. And I'm not saying in your conversation that you come right up to people like, no, you'd be considered crazy. But if you're speaking, man, put some energy into it. And said, so if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, you know, serves and those kind of things, let him do with the ability which God supplies. What's it speaking about? Man, whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Now, this is where it becomes a little tricky. Because I may put everything into it and it may not work. And then I'll feel like a failure. But if I don't do it and don't try too much, I'll know I failed because I didn't try too much. Interesting, isn't it? You know what we call that? We call that fear. But I just believe that as you develop your gifts, God's not going to throw you in the deep end and embarrass you. He's going to put you in small places that you can develop the giftings that God's placed within you, and you can experiment and go forward in it, and so you can know the grace of God upon your life. And what's it saying, man? Whatever you find yourself doing, and whatever level, do it the best you can. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Amen. To pull this together, just want to give you a few things that can help you to identify your gift and your talent. Number one is this, Where is your fire? Where's your fire? What's another one? What's the want to? What is the, man, if I could never fail, what would I like to do? Where is the fire within your life? The like to? What are you passionate about? What are you kind of drawn to within your life? And all these things just give you little indicators of what may be the talent and the ability and the gift within your life. Because I believe that God guides us by our desires. He puts them in there and then he guides us. So if you don't know what area, but you have a fire within your heart, you got a desire to do something, I believe that God can begin to guide you. You know what I love about church? I love a lot of things about church. I love what happens when we're together and we're singing and praising God. You've got no idea what happens in your heart. It's all positive. You got no idea what happens in your marriage when you're here in church together or here with your kids. You've got no idea how that just blesses you and strengthens you. But you know also I love about the church and people volunteering around the church? It makes them more equipped for the big wide world. It makes them sharper in the workplace. It makes them better in their families. Because that's what the Church of Jesus Christ does. It's not just about what happens here. It's what begins here and what spills out to be a blessing not only here, but also to the community and to the workplace. So where is your fire? Here's another one. Where do you think you'd find fulfillment and satisfaction? Now, if I was to go and talk to each one of you here today and you just think, hey, do you know what your gift is? Nah. What do you do for work? An accountant. Do you love it? Yeah, love it. You good at it? Yeah. Well, maybe you're gifted for that. Okay. So it could be building. It could be, solving problems. It could be acting. It could be singing. It could be playing. It could be teaching. It could be helping. It could be ushering. It could be cooking. It could be getting a team together. It could be in the cafe. It could be administration, car park, kids, youth, whatever. Where do you think you find fulfillment? And you might say, man, I want to start to find out where my gift is. I really want to find out where, just not sure. I just really believe where you, if you're unsure of what your gifting, your talent is, if you want to talk about in this environment, just begin to serve. Let me be an usher. Let me get in the car park. Let me just try something. Let me have a go at something. And as you do that, you might think, oh man, this is it. This is what I love. Or you may be doing it for a while and you just think, oh man, I'm not too sure. But as I've been doing this, other things have been firing up in my heart and I wouldn't mind having a go at that. In this church, we give you permission to kind of experiment around a bit so you can find that thing that really fires you up. Because if it fires you up and it makes a difference, it's going to bring great blessing to you and others around you. Okay. So what do you find fulfillment in? Okay, here's another one. What makes you angry? What makes you angry? If I was to go around here today and say, what makes you angry? You know what I think? What makes you angry? Carol, what makes you angry? My lovely wife. And she would say, J-O-H-N. But, what fires you up on the inside? It's interesting in Acts 17, 16 and 17, it says that while Paul waited at Athens for his team to come, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw the city was given over to idolatry. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. He was just looking around and then he just saw that Athens, man, they were so wrapped up in idolatry and it annoyed him. It didn't annoy him where he got cynical and got depressed and annoyed him so much that it motivated him to do something. He spoke every day in the marketplaces, in the temple, telling people, hey, how to bring correction into this and how to worship the true God. Hey, what annoys you? Maybe just an identification of what some of the rising gift and talent is within your life. Amen? Don't get an attitude. Do something about it. You hearing me? That's okay, John. It's all cool. Acts 16 and verse 16. Here Paul was on a journey again. And it said it happened as he went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Verse 18. And she did this for many days, but Paul was greatly... Look at it. What's it say? He was annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And she came out that very day. What made Paul mad in this situation or angry? People that were bound by the devil and religion. Let me ask you, that may not stir you at all, but I guarantee there's things that stir you. You watch TV and you're talking to people and that kind of stuff, and something stirs within your heart. Maybe it's the identifying or a gift or a talent within your life. It may be injustice or things that are not done properly. It could be a mess. It could be poverty. It could be waste. It could be, you know, where you want to so much see children, you know, given good material. And when you see other things kind of happen, it makes you mad. Or when you're seeing kids run riot and you're just saying, man, it just makes you mad. You know, it may be God stirring your heart that maybe you're a part of the solution. Amen. The other thing is, that can help you identify your gift and talent. What have you done in the past that really worked? Maybe at school, maybe at home, maybe at work, maybe at church. What has really worked? And you say, man, that was cool. That worked. What really works for you? And you know it makes a difference. And I remember a few things that as I look back now, make sense. When I was younger, my mother, when we were kids, my mother used to work in a bakery. So she used to go about 3 or 4 in the morning and come back at lunchtime. So us kids were left to ourselves to get up in the morning, get ourselves dressed, get our lunch, head off to school. And anything she'd have to kind of say to us is, when school's over, make sure you come straight home. Okay. So none of this picking us up in the car or anything. We had to walk it. Things have changed a little bit, haven't they? And probably needed to. So I'd walk to school, and when I'd come home, you know, probably most weeks, not every day, but most weeks, I'd bring something home. And you might say, what did you bring home? It was usually a stray dog or a stray cat. And my parents would say, what are you bringing these dogs and cats home for? Well, I said, well, they're walking around and no one loved them. I want to look after them. And they used to say, make sure you look after them. And I never had that area developed within my life that well, you know. Or I'd bring home friends from school. And my parents would say, what are you bringing someone else home for? And I said, well, they're lonely. And they need to hang out and have fun and those kind of things. You know, and as I look back now, even back then, I've started to identify in my heart where I just had a heart for kind of people. You might, where does the dogs and cats come into that? But it was just a heart that kind of reached out for the lonely and those that were by themselves and want to see them in family and want to see them happy. And I believe if you look back over your life, I think you'd be able to see little things that kind of act as links that bring you to where you are today. Because when you find your gifting and your talent, it begins to identify you. Who is Steve Roberts? Oh, he's a kids pastor. Who is Steve? Youth. Who is Nathan Randall? Oh, youth. Well, what does it do? It begins to identify you. Well, who is John? Oh, he's the pastor. You know. Who's Elmer? Oh, he's that guy that sings and plays guitar and plays drums and piano and everything. Man, he's multi-talented, isn't he? I just see people sometimes, man, they're gifted with so many gifts and I've been given half of one. You know, so what did those people say at school, your teachers and your boss and the coaches? You know, when you're doing what you do, is that sense of, or do you hear it, well done? You know, I remember when I first led something in church, I was so scared. I was so unsure. But all my friends said, oh, you can do it. You can do it. No, man, I'm not sure. And when I did it, the pastor said, man, you did so well. Like, really? Cool. So it just kind of starts you on a little journey, you know, that you can handle and you grow in your confidence and in the presentation of what God has placed within your life. And I remember another time when I had to do supervising in my boss's absence. And I got the job of kind of supervising and looking after things. And again, I was scared stiff and that kind of stuff, wasn't too sure. And when the boss came back, he said, you did well. You did really well. I said, oh, really? Okay. You know, what we need to do, we need to start to experiment around. I've done other things and I've been terrible at it. And you listen to that as well. And you be guided and you begin to identify the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that God has placed within your life. Church, I just want to encourage you. I'm not here to try to get volunteers. I know I showed you a volunteer form. I'm just eager for you to engage with your gift and your talent. If you're not doing it in the workplace and it's just a job, man, somewhere you've got to find fulfillment and satisfaction. Some people have got the joys all around. It's at the workplace and church and that kind of stuff. It all flows. But I want to encourage whatever you do, man, begin to identify it and begin to flow. And if you don't know where it is, just say, hey, I want to serve somewhere. I want to do something. I want to get on this track of having my skills and my abilities that I can identify them and start to see to make a difference and start to develop my character and my gifting, so I can be a blessing, not only to myself, but to others around me. Just remember this. Romans 12, dedicate yourself to God. It's a living sacrifice. Dedicate your gift to God. You know, success has destroyed more people than failure has. If it's a gift, if it's His talent, give it to Him. Don't say no. Say, God, This is you. I'll go on the journey to see it develop within my life. And you might say, oh, John, my life's full. You know, how can I serve in the house? How can I kind of get into a stream of developing my gifts and abilities and that kind of stuff? You know, many times people just serve in this church maybe once a month. Some people serve every week. You know, some people, you know, they go on a roster during the week or whatever it is, and they're helping and they're developing and they're making this church strong, but also they're making themselves strong. So I just want to encourage you today to dedicate your gift to God. Then develop your gift. Get involved, be a learner. Someone just told me a while ago, and I thought it was an interesting thought as I bring this to a close, is that, John, I've got a gift and a talent, and I just use it spontaneous. And if someone needs encouragement, I just encourage them. And if someone needs giving, I just give it to them and that kind of stuff. I said, well done, fantastic. You're starting to get the idea of it. But I said, don't forget the other side of it. And that is that I believe that God wants us to operate spontaneous in our gifting, but also He wants us to operate in the structure of giving, the structure of serving and operating our gifts and abilities so there can be growth and accountability and that we can move forward in Jesus' name. So if you want to properly steward the gifting of God within your life, yes, spontaneous, but also, may be part of a team where it's structured and there's accountability and we move forward in the grace together in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.